USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A bipartisan infrastructure package received a boost on Wednesday when it was backed by 11 Republican senators. The proposal that contains about $1 trillion of infrastructure spending received the endorsement overall of a bipartisan group of 21 senators, increasing the chances that it receives enough votes to pass out of the chamber. The group says their framework pays for the plan without raising taxes. Some progressive senators have signaled they would vote against the plan, saying it doesn't go far enough on social programs and clean energy. And the House has approved a bill to make Juneteenth a federal holiday. The bill passing the House by a 415-14 vote, a day after passing through the Senate. It now heads to President Biden's desk. If signed, June 19th would be known as Juneteenth National Independence Day, celebrating the end of slavery in the country. President Biden is expected to sign the measure, becoming the first new federal holiday in over 40 years. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Now that President Biden is on his way back to the U.S. after a week-long European trip capped off by Wednesday's summit with Russian President Putin, many are evaluating what the president achieved on his first overseas excursion. Former President Donald Trump believes that nothing was achieved by the U.S. in the meeting. He tells Fox News that President Biden gave Putin a large stage, but got nothing in return.
Well, I guess the overall is we didn't get anything. We gave a very big stage to Russia, and we got nothing. We gave up something that was unbelievably valuable. I stopped the pipeline, Nord Stream, and that pipeline was stopped, and it was given back, and nothing was gotten for it. And it was it was another day. And performance art, you'll take a look at how various people performed, namely the two people, and, you know, you have to form your own judgment.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Federal Reserve raised its expectations for inflation this year, and as a result, left interest rates near zero. The Fed upped its inflation expectation to 3.4% on the heels of the biggest jump in consumer prices in more than 15 years. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said that the central bank does see inflation falling back to expected levels next year, thanks to growing confidence in the economy.
Since March, what's happened is people have grown more confident in these very strong outcomes that they'll be achieved, very strong outcomes in the economy will be achieved. There's more grounds for confidence. We've seen growth come in higher than we expected. We've seen very strong labor demand. We've also seen, we have seen inflation above target, though, and I think even though, you know, in our forecaster's case, they do see inflation coming back down over 22 and 23 into areas that are very consistent with our mandate. Nonetheless, the risk is something that can factor into people's thinking about appropriate monetary policy.
And American swimmer Katie Ledecky easily qualified for two more events at the upcoming Tokyo Games, dominating the 200-meter freestyle and 1500-meter freestyle events Wednesday at the U.S. Olympic Trials. She swam the fastest 1500 in the world this year, though it was about 20 seconds slower than her own world record pace. The 1500-meter freestyle is the longest event in the Olympic swimming program, and the women's race will make its debut in the Games next month. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.